Chapter 1. The Only Hope. Brent Takashi stared at the monitor and tried to remember a time when he didn't know the world was about to end. Mari Rivera, his second in command, sat next to him, and the way she was slowly shaking her head back and forth, she seemed to be the second most depressed person on the planet. Brent was the first. "Well?" Mari asked. "What do you think?"
"What do I think? I think we have a global catastrophe on our hands," Brent replied. "Volcanic eruptions all along the Pacific Rim, blizzards in parts of South America that have never even seen snow before. If we're lucky, the tropical storm brewing in the Atlantic might put out the wildfires in the Northeast."
"Look on the bright side," Mari said, her voice grim. "At least people believe we're in trouble now. People still believe what the SQ tells them to believe, because fear is always more powerful than truth."
He ran his fingers through his dark hair and sighed.
"Aristotle would be so proud. Look what the historians have been reduced to. The SQ is going to win, even if it means destroying the world."
It wasn't just the natural disasters that had him worried, or the blackouts, or the food shortages. There were also the remnants. Every day when Brent went home and looked at the picture that hung above the fireplace, he and his wife sitting by a river, the sun glinting off the water behind them, he felt a disorienting twist in his head and stomach, a gnawing gap in his mind that made him extremely uncomfortable. Someone, at least one someone, was missing from that photo. It made no sense whatsoever, but he knew in his bones that someone was missing.
He wasn't alone in suffering these types of sensations. More people experienced remnants with each passing day. They'd strike when you least expected them.
And they could drive you crazy. Literally crazy.
Time had gone wrong. This is what the historians believed. And if things were beyond fixing now, there was only one hope left: to go back in time and fix the past instead.
Mari did what she always did when he was inclined to whine. She ignored him and moved on to the task at hand.
"What's the latest on the Smiths?"
she asked. Of all the scientists the historians tracked, they were the only ones who hadn't been shut down by the SQ.
Yet.
Brent pulled up their file and pointed out the latest developments. All of the Smiths' experiments, findings, data, every little thing they did in their lab, each and every day, it was all being monitored by the historians. Without the Smiths' knowledge, of course. Brent would be sure to apologize for that after they saved the world. They both fell silent for a minute, staring at the data on the screen as if hypnotized. The Smiths were so close. If only they could figure out the missing piece in their calculations. If only they could give the historians a fighting chance at carrying out Aristotle's 2,000-year-old plan to save the world.
"It's coming, you know," Mari whispered. "Sooner than I ever thought."
Brent nodded as dread squeezed his heart.
"I never would have guessed it would be in our lifetime,"
Mari continued, her words like a prophecy of doom from a wrinkled old oracle.
"It's coming, all right. The cataclysm is coming, and we'll all wish we were dead long before it kills us."